subcommittee on boards and subcommittee on boards and licenses. And we are going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2702, and our administrator will give us a brief summary of what this bill is about.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2702 creates a joint interim task force on health and social services boards and commissions.
Thank you very much.
Nice relating clause.
Am I to understand that our sign-up sheet is blank still? Representative Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll speak to this. Obviously, we don't have quite the last subcommittee meeting.
No, sir. We wore them out.
Did. It is our intention to create a task force to look at several things in the interim, as far not necessarily at structure of boards, but structure of the system of boards. For example, there is a bill now floating through the Senate that would give another 22 boards semi-independent status. We gave 5 boards semi-independent status last session. There are those of us that question whether that is a wise policy decision, and we think it's appropriate that we take a more deliberative look at that sort of policy before we make those decisions. We also get into some areas, if you get down into things like the authority to oversee, for example, foster homes and child care facilities. The one thing we have heard repeatedly is the fact that we don't have enough people to inspect those facilities. And yet at the same time, we have 4 or 5 different state agencies that have inspectors for those facilities. And it kind of makes one wonder why one facility may have 4 or 5 different people going in to inspect it and another has nobody, and we say it's because of budgetary shortfalls. And yet I would wonder why somebody going in to do a health inspection couldn't do a fire inspection at the same time. It's just working off a checkoff sheet. You know, the training for that sort of thing is not all that comprehensive, but it does require some cross-jurisdictional cooperation and for those sorts of things to happen. And for us to come up with that sort of structure would take a little time. We also have some problems within the system as far as information exchange and the ability of, for example, a school to know of an potential abuse situation in a child care facility involving one sibling and not being able to know to be able to look for something with another sibling. How do we get that sort of information exchange and still have it be treated as protected information? So obviously I can identify a whole lot of problems. If I was really smart, I could come up with solutions and we wouldn't have to do this, but what I'm looking at is hopefully bringing together a bunch of certified smart people to help us come up with these solutions, because obviously there are some things that we could work on to maybe do a better comprehensive job of service delivery, better comprehensive job of information exchange, and overall a better job of serving and protecting the people of Oregon. This is, Mr. Chair, the last meeting of your subcommittee. I want to thank you for all the work you've done. It is my intention to move this bill either in its current form or with some other areas of focus we need to be looking at in that task force. And what I would desire, we will be moving this within a week, obviously, because it's a House bill, would either be to have testimony now on things you think we should be doing, or if you need a couple days to get some written statements to me on areas of focus that you think we're going to need, because, you know, I'm not trying to create something out of all by myself here. I'm wanting all the help I can get and trying to make sure that we address the areas we need to be addressing, and we come up with some good viable products that are going to actually be beneficial.
Thank you, Representative Cruz. We also received from the Oregon Dental Association, which we'd like to enter into the record. They had some testimony here, and Gene Myers was unable to attend, so we'll give that to each of the members of the committee. And is there anybody who wishes to testify in the bill at this time? For the record, we have more written testimony probably from the Oregon Nurses Association.
Good. I just want y'all to know I am very open to this. This is a good faith effort on my part to try to improve the system, and I think there are a lot of things we can do to improve it. So, I don't need a lot of detail at this point in time, just directions that we need to focus in. That's all I need, and we will include that in this legislation. And I don't see this as a partisan issue or anything that should be controversial. It's a study that I think is timely and due. So.
Representative Crumley, do you have any questions of the witnesses?
Short ones, perhaps?
If not, we'll close the public hearing. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2702.
Oh, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I've moved 2702 to the full committee on human resources.
As amended.
Representative Cruz has moved House Bill 2702 to the full committee on human resources. Now, were you suggesting a conceptual amendment in regards to who should serve in this committee? You said certified smart people, and we may need to eliminate members here.
Members on the legislature.
So we're not sure they're certified.
Well, you know.
And do we need a licensing board to take care of that?
Oh,
I guess in the absence of suspension of the rules. So. Representative Crumley, do you have anything to say on this?
No.
I was able to silence Representative Crumley. Incredible. If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Crumley?
Aye.
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Knope?
Aye. House Bill 2702, receiving the required number of votes, has been moved to the Human Resources Committee. And we will close the work session on House Bill 2702. And we received from, I believe, Joe Bell, the Strengthening Consumer Protection Pew Health Professions Commission report. And I believe that Diane has some of these copies. So if anybody is looking for one of these, they've been provided for the committee. If anybody else wants them, they can contact the staff, and if there's nothing else for the good at work,
I'm just kind of curious as to what people thought we were actually going to do here today. I think the level of paranoia has risen considerably in the building.
I'm not sure.
It's paranoia like the
people. Well, okay.
Well, these are the only paranoid people.
Committee adjourned.
They're all medical assistants.